This summer, WUNC hired 7 teenagers for its Youth Reporting Institute. We sent them out to their neighborhoods and asked them to bring back a story that says something about their community and what matters to young people. Youth reporter Joshua Bratcher came back with a story about hair.
I'm 19 years old. I just graduated from high school, and I have dreadlocks. I never realized that I could be stereotyped for my hair. That was until I interviewed with Miss Beverly Mahone for an internship with the Durham Youth Summer Program. She said she was all right with my hair, but others might have an issue.
I think that when you wear your hair in an alternative hairstyle, the majority culture tends to look at you differently, and they tend to look at you more negatively. You know, whether you're articulate, whether you're the smartest person, whether you're the best candidate for the job, they're going to see a different image.
This happened to my cousin, Monte Caldwell. He looked for jobs for a year, and at one interview, they told him his dreads didn't fit the look of the company.
They didn't beat around the bush. They told me it was my hair. It was discrimination, basically. It was like a step back. And, you know, I had a good job history, but, you know, my hair was the problem.
Monte did cut his hair. He says he didn't do it for the job. However, he did know that cutting it would increase his chance of getting a job.
I had an interview there before and didn't get the job. Then came back 3-4 months later and got the job.
Down at the barbershop, they talk about hair all the time. On this day, Professor Toon was in the chair. He runs the Durham Hip Hop Summit and says before he did music full-time, he lost his retail job over his hair.
It was like, well, we don't need you anymore today. Go home. And I didn't get put back on the schedule. Like, she didn't even say you're fired. She said, we don't need you anymore today. Well, if you're going to keep fiddling with your hair, then I'm going to need you to go home. I was like, well, I'm not about to be looking.
The thing about all alternative hairstyles, braids, twists, cornrows, dyed hair, and dreads, they all are deeply rooted in culture. Toon says asking someone to cut their hair is insulting.
Because our hairstyles are more investments, too. Like, for me to keep a fro, I'm like 12 inches now. I've been growing this length probably like 4 or 5 years now.
Alternative hairstyles are not the sole reason why people are misperceived. Shelton Jones is a barber at Omega's International Hair and Body Spa in Durham.
It has to do with another person's perception of what I'm doing, not what I'm intending to do. So there's no way for me to dress unintimidating. There's no way for me to wear my hair unintimidating. All I'm doing is wearing my hair and putting my clothes on, because I think that the intimidation comes from the race first, and then it's the hairstyle.
My mom is always on me about my hair. Before I went on interviews for summer jobs, she told me to pull it back. She and Mrs. Mahone are pretty close in age, and they are a lot alike when it comes to my hair.
And it's so ironic because, you know, we are the same ones who grew up with Motown and Woodstock and rock and roll and sex and drugs. And now, all of a sudden, we have become the most conservative, the most unbending, the most negative, you know. And I believe that we do have a lot that we can teach young people, but we have to be willing to meet them where they are and understand where they come from. And that's not easy.
My hair didn't stop me from getting this job, and I don't think it'll get in the way when I go off to college in the fall. I do realize that my hairstyle might affect my employment status later on, but for now, I'm planning on keeping my dreads.
For WUNC's Youth Reporting Institute, I'm Joshua Bratcher.